You're listening to Middle Class Rockstar. I'm your host, Andy Sitto. I'm a singer-songwriter, performer, composer, producer, music teacher, and avid Buffs basketball fan living in Denver, Colorado. My guest today is Colorado-based songwriter and producer, Andy Epler. Andy Epler grew up in Lubbock, Texas, before relocating to Colorado in 2009. He's put out several solo albums and singles, as well as several works with his ex-band, The Prairie Scholars. We chat today about his newest release from 2020, Broke Down Deluxe. But Andy's not just a musician. He's also a visual artist, doing watercolor art and liquid light and film work. And with this new album, he includes a gigantic booklet of artwork that goes with all the tracks as well. He's just an all-around artist. If you enjoy our conversation, you can listen to the entire episode of Middle Class Rockstar on any streaming platform or watch us on YouTube. Let's jump into the conversation. I guess first the music, because you released... you have a bunch of releases out. Both you were doing full length albums, 2007, 8, 9, 11. And then there was a bunch of singles and like an EP, I think. And then another full length that you just put out in 2020. And that's called Broke Down Deluxe. Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, that's sort of like the first album I've made in a long time as a solo artist. Because there's a huge break. Since I think my last solo album was in like 2011. So almost 10 years later. But during that time, I put out a bunch of product with a band called The Prairie Scholars with my ex-wife. And so I think, I don't know, there must have been six or eight albums there. One of them, like the culmination of that band was in 2014 with this double album called The Good Old Days Now.
Yeah.
It was about our community, and it was like this beautiful, happy, joyous, you know, clinking our beers over the fire kind of an album.
Yeah.
And then, of course, not married to that person anymore, so I wanted to keep doing music, but I, you know, don't want to necessarily make with that band anymore. I kind of like started working on solo stuff. But at first, I started working on Broke Down Deluxe in 2017. And I started recording songs for it. Usually I can pump out stuff very quickly because it's just me here.
Yeah.
But I really took my time because a lot of these songs that came out didn't need to see the light of day. They were a little vulnerable. Yeah. And like, more like journal entries, and we don't publish journal entries in this house.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Rude. Rude to publish a journal entry.
When you write a song, are you already thinking when you're writing it about what, who's going to hear it and what they might think about it? Do you have those thoughts or what the potential life of that song is, or do you write for yourself strictly first and then decide what's a journal entry and what's meant for the public?
That's a great question, because it's nice to chat with another producer, because that's a very knowing question. I suppose the answer is that I do it for myself, and like I make the stuff that I want to listen to, because like I'm customer number one.
Yeah.
You know, the reason I invented the Yes Voice thing, it's more like discovered the Yes Voice thing. I'm patient zero. I'm the one that needs it most. Depressed character a lot of times I am.
Yeah.
And I need this medicine that I'm making. That's what I'm using it for. I make it because I need to make it.
Yeah.
So I, in the end, the answer is I make what I need to make. But I sometimes will imagine I'm other people when I play instruments. I just imagine there's this guy named Jay Lemon. He was the professor at my school when I went to college to get my degree. And he taught me piano, and like, he just had this really slappy kind of way to play piano. And I just, it was like playing hand drums or something.
Yeah.
And it spoke to me somehow. And he turned me on to Steely Dan, and that became a huge influence on my piano playing.
Yeah.
So like that's, I guess, how other people influence the mix. I just pretend I'm them because I think like they're great. If I could imagine them playing the piece, I'm happy, you know, and he's the guy I pretend to be.
Well, in these songs, I mean, maybe you're actually taking on these people playing the piece when you record it too, because you're recording all these parts at home and producing it all completely yourself, correct?
Sure. Yeah, of course. Unless I have a guest on this album, I have like one guest that sings and his name is Greg Benton.
Cool.
And he's the lead vocalist in Native Station, which is a great local band.
Awesome.
He's one of the most brilliant people I know. And a deeply talented poet. So I have him singing with me on this tune called Winter on the Moon. And he sings the verses.
And there's an art book with it too. What inspired that? Does each song have a piece of art?
Yes. I think it's 113 pages. And each song has like cover art for the song, then the lyrics on the next page, and then the next page is notes about the song, production notes, philosophical notes about the song. That's usually just one page. And then it's got like up to 6 art pieces themed to that song each. Yeah. And there are, you know, like 11 or 12 lyric tunes and then more instrumental tunes on the album, which they don't need pages in the art book, but the art book is mostly watercolor paintings, liquid light, some acrylic paintings, some photography work, some sexy photography work. Was there anything else? Digital manipulated artwork.
How do people get this? Is it something where you can buy the album and the artwork all together? Is it a package?
It's all free. I'm not charging for anything on this album. You can go to my website and there's a link. I mean, everybody's already listening on streaming. That's great. I get little checks from that. I'm happy.
Yeah.
For the art book, there's a link on my website, andyepler.com. It's just called the Broke Down Deluxe Art Book. You click the link in the menu and it'll take you to Scribd and you can just download it as a PDF file for free.
My name's Andy Sitto, and thanks again for listening to this week's Middle Class Rockstar with Andy Epler. You can listen to the entire episode on any streaming platform or watch us on YouTube. Thanks for listening.